Some homiletics instructors are of the opinion that the best homily you can give is one to yourself. And so I'm going to try that tonight. So you all can listen in, but I'm going to be speaking to me. So we hear a lot about justice, or just. God is just. That was the first line in our first reading tonight. The Lord our God is just. And St. Paul talks about God being the just judge. I pondered what it meant to be just. Just is not the same as fair. I heard a story the other day. Dr. Ray Guarendi, I don't know if you know him, he's on EWTN, he's a psychologist. And he was talking about a little incident between a couple of his children and his wife. So the kids were fighting over the box of cereal. And it ended up being spilt out onto the floor. So the kids were not sharing. They weren't doing what they should have been doing. So his wife decided that there needed to be some kind of response to this. So she bought cornflakes for the next year. So that might have been just. That was how to solve the problem of her children not being fair toward one another. I remember when I was growing up, sometimes me and one of my siblings, we were trying to, you know, if there was one piece of cake left or one cupcake, one person would cut it and the other person would get to pick which side they wanted. So that's maybe being fair. But God is beyond fair. And we heard that. God hears the cry of the poor. And Jesus tells us we need to have humility. Humility comes from the same root word as dirt, humus. That doesn't mean we need to think of ourselves as being dirt, but we need to have that humility within us. It's been said that humility means not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. Humility, not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less, thinking of others. And that's what the Christian call is all about, thinking of others. Loving our neighbor as ourselves. So God is a just judge. We heard that we are to follow the commandments in this first reading from Sirach. And then God will judge us justly if we follow the commandments. And sometimes we fail, don't we? I know I do. I don't know about you, but I know I do. I don't always follow the commandments the way I should. And so that's something that we have to work on so that God will judge us justly. We have sinned, and we deserve death. That would be the just thing for God to do to us. But out of great mercy, he sent Jesus to die for us on the cross, to wipe away our sins. And so we have to live lives where we act the way God wants us to. I like this description. Someone says if you got a new iPhone or a new car or something like that, you would want to read the owner's manual written by the people who designed the thing. Just so, God designed each of us, and he gave us the owner's manual. It's called the Bible. And so we have to be familiar with the Bible and what it is God wants us to do, how he wants us to act. Because God will judge us justly. He's already told us. He's given us the answers to the final exam. And all we have to do is live out those answers. We have to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, give housing to those who don't have it, help the poor. In Sirach's reading today, we hear that the cry of the poor, and we heard it in the responsorial psalm, God hears the cry of the poor. It pierces the clouds. So it says God is not, he doesn't play favorites, but yet he hears the cry of the poor. So when I heard this gospel today, and you can imagine when Jesus is teaching, he starts this parable and everybody says, you know, two men went to pray and there was this Pharisee. And he starts his prayer by saying, you know, I'm glad I'm not like all the other sinners. And the people are probably agreeing with that because the Pharisees were the religious leaders of the time. And he says, I fast twice a week. Check. I tithe on everything that I receive. Check. You know, I go to Mass every weekend. Check. I pray every day. Check. I, you know, spend time in front of the Eucharist. Check. You know, here I am. And I'm thinking, I'm just like this Pharisee. Thinking that I'm better than this tax collector guy. And yet the tax collector was the one that went away justified. Because he stayed in the back, beat his breast, and said, have mercy on me, a sinner. Have mercy on me, a sinner. So we're all sinners, I think. And so we need to live by God's instruction book for us, the Bible. We need to live according to His commandments. And then, when we fail to do that, we have the great sacrament of confession, reconciliation. We reconcile ourselves to God. So, in my little more than 2 months here, I've talked with different people, and I know there are some people that haven't been to confession for a while, so I would encourage you to go. It's good for us all. Saint Ignatius of Loyola used to say, go to confession before you need to go to confession so you don't need to go to confession. Go to confession before you need to go to confession so you don't need to go to confession. God is a just judge, but he's also a merciful judge. But we have to do what God wants us to do because he will judge us justly. So let's spend some time this week thinking about God's justice and his mercy. And allow the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and change us so that we can be humble and God will hear the cry of the poor.